Well, Nata, the latest on the evacuation of almost 300 Australians from the coronavirus epicentre of Wuhan in China. They're now on the flight that the government chartered to Christmas Island, where they'll be held in quarantine. The virus outbreak has now killed more than 350 people worldwide, infected more than 14,500, and has reached 20 countries. The Australian government's quarantine efforts are part of a global plan to limit the spread of the virus, but there are fears it could have unintended consequences, as Gavin Coote reports.
Australia's coronavirus evacuation plan is now underway. About 270 people have boarded a Qantas 747 and have now flown out of the central Chinese city of Wuhan. They're destined for Christmas Island via a stopover in Western Australia. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce.
Of course, the aircraft is a large aircraft, the 747, so it couldn't land at Christmas Island given the operational runway restrictions. So that's why we've picked an airport with a big runway with the capability of taking all of the passengers, and then the government will organise the transfer to the island.
The plane will land at the Learmonth Air Force Base, about 35 kilometres south of Exmouth. It's a big logistical feat, which is aimed at getting as many Australians out of the coronavirus epicentre as possible. And Alan Joyce has told RN Breakfast every measure's in place to ensure those on board the plane won't risk being infected with the virus if they haven't already. That includes masks, hand sanitizers, and medical-grade air filters, which can eliminate almost all air particles.
So, of course, there's a lot of medical assistance on board. The passengers are checked before they get on the aircraft. So we think we've put in the maximum amount of protection that we can.
A 24-person medical team has been sent to Christmas Island, where they'll operate out of a demountable hospital. The evacuees will spend 2 weeks housed at the island's detention centre. So what conditions can they expect? Rhino McIntyre is a professor of global biosecurity at the University of New South Wales.
So they'll be monitored very closely for the development of symptoms, and anyone who is symptomatic will be isolated from the others. And once the period is over, they'll be able to go home if they don't have infection.
The evacuees will continue to be screened once they're on Christmas Island, and authorities have said any who become seriously ill may have to be flown to a mainland hospital. Rhino McIntyre says there's every potential this could happen.
Because people who have been evacuated from Wuhan are at higher risk of infection. In the first plane that was evacuated to Japan, for example, there were several people that were infected.
In the Philippines, the first coronavirus death was confirmed outside of China at the weekend. At this stage, there's cautious optimism there won't be a fatality in Australia.
It's always possible. We've got good medical care here, so it's less likely. We certainly saw that with other serious emerging infections, that the death rate is lower in high-income countries.
With the outbreak now declared a global health emergency, Australia is one of a number of countries which has now completely barred all Chinese citizens from entering the country. Jennifer Nuzzo, an expert in disease outbreak at the Johns Hopkins Centre for Health Security, worries closing borders could actually exacerbate the spread of the virus.
The WHO has already looked at this and has made the expert judgment that they won't be effective and has explicitly asked countries not to do these measures.
And as China becomes increasingly worried about the financial impact of the epidemic, its central bank says it's pumping 1.2 trillion yuan, or around 260 billion Australian dollars, into the economy.
Gavin Coote with that report.